Mark and Mercedes, hello there.
G'day, Jenny.
Good to see you. Dr. Chemical in the studio.
In the flesh.
In the flesh, in the flesh. Yes. You haven't run away, have you?
No, I'm still here.
Great opportunity, everybody, to call through if you are having trouble getting rid of those stubborn stains. And, of course, we all deal with them on a daily basis, which is a bit of a pain sometimes. You've got a beautiful carpet and there's a bit of red wine splashed over there, or a dog has lifted his leg in the corner of the lounge room.
Happens all the time. It's my most common question.
It's life, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It is life, unfortunately. So 9484 1927. Call through because the phones get pretty busy if there's something you would like to ask Mark about today. I don't think you've mentioned this with us before, but you did happen to today about Choice Magazine did a survey, which they do often on product.
They do. When it comes to chemical questions like cleaning products, they frequently get it wrong.
Well, I wonder why.
Well, the people that test them often don't know what they're doing.
Well, they should before they test
them. Well, they should. This particular one was testing laundry detergents. And I had a look at the headline, and the product, and the leading and the winning brand, I thought, I don't think so. That doesn't look right. And I scrolled down through the list of detergents, and the ones I recommend, usually BioZet and Omo, they were well down the list. And I thought, what's going on here? Why have they got these results wrong? So I had a look in the fine print and how they did the test, which is what you always look at, and it's exclusively cold water testing.
Can I just ask then, are there definite laundry detergents that should be just used for cold and other detergents that should be used for warm water?
Yes, the premium brands, so the BioZet and the Omo and the Surf and the Fab, they contain components that are inactive in cold water.
So they're not good for cold water?
Well, they do work in cold water, but not as good as it will in warm or hot water.
So they were using those products in cold water, which they're not suited for. So the cold water detergents, which are good, and they're labelled on the packaging. Yep. I often get that because most people do wash in cold water now, save on money, on power.
Yep.
So what are they?
Well, Coal Power is the name brand.
Big one.
Yeah.
When that first came out.
So that's in liquid and powder.
Yep.
That's a good cold water detergent.
Yeah.
They make their marketing claim it'll give you the best result in cold water, which it kind of will, but they don't. But it's a bit misleading. They should say, but it's not as good as washing in warm or hot water.
Okay.
You know, with the premium brands, with your BioZet and your Omo.
So they did a disservice to the ones that are better in warm water. They judged them in cold and they didn't perform quite as well.
They did, and there's a big difference.
Yes, of course. They should have known that.
The premium brands, like BioZet, it uses enzymes.
Yep.
The result of that in warm water is quite spectacular.
Okay.
It's very good at getting any food stains out.
You should probably get back in touch with them and say you're Dr. Chemical here and you've tested it all out and
I posted a comment on their website. But, you know.
All right. Well, you can only try.
That's all you can do.
Can't you, Mark?
Yep.
We've got a call coming through, but before we do, blood stains out of a carpet.
Okay. Blood stains out of a carpet, you need enzymes. Enzymes will gobble up the blood.
Yeah.
So you could use White King Stain Lift.
Is that a powder?
That's a laundry pre-wash. Comes in a blue trigger pack.
Yeah, what is it called again?
White King Stain Lift.
Okay. Straight away if it's damp?
Yeah, just squirt it on.
Yep.
Now, we all know, I think, you don't use hot water on blood because it'll gel it. It'll set it in.
Okay.
So either that or use an enzyme-based liquid laundry detergent like BioZet.
And mix it into a paste?
No, just because it's in liquid already.
Oh, okay.
So tip that on, rub it in, rub, and
don't spread it though.
And wait a while, maybe 10 or so minutes or longer.
Yeah.
Then just blot it up.
Yep.
Then repeat, and you will see it disappear pretty quickly.
Okay. Enzyme based, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, I hope that answers that question.
It's the biggest change in laundry products over the last 15 or 20 years.
This added enzymes.
Yep.
Okay, yep. I'm glad they found them.
Mm.
Hello, Snowy.
Good afternoon, you two.
Yes, Snowy.
Hey, Snowy.
Some weeks ago, you gave a recommendation for those headlights on cars that go all brown these days.
Yep.
And you suggested we use brass on it.
Yep.
I'm here to tell you it works brilliantly.
Yay!
It does, doesn't it? Yeah,
I was talking to my ex-wife and we... grabbed a bottle of brass and went out to both our cars and with a rag and rubbed it all on and then rubbed it off and just took it all away and the plastic and whatever it is all came up all nice and clear again. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it's remarkable stuff. It's just the right level of grit. That's why it works. Okay. It's just the right level of grit to rub off the faded plastic without leaving any scratches behind.
That's really good to know. You've got a shiny car now, Snowy.
Well, the headlights are.
Headlights,
anyway.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I'm driving at night now. I can see some lights on the road.
Oh, isn't that really good? Oh, everyone should take note of that then, because it does happen quite frequently, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, Snowy, thanks for telling us.
Bye.
Okay, we're talking about the cover over the globes, right? The plastic, see-through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they get faded and they get dull.
Yeah,
because
right.
it's the UV light.
Yeah.
It just dulls the plastic.
Yeah, fair enough. That makes a lot of sense.
And there are kits you can buy that rub it up and bring it back to pristine condition,
yeah.
Supposedly. I haven't tried them. But Brasso works.
Just Brasso on and then it dries immediately, doesn't it, when you put it on?
Yes, so there's a bit of elbow grease because when you first start the rub, you can feel it's coarse.
Yeah.
Because you can feel this sort of Brasso rubbing into the sort of the degraded surface, if you like.
Yep.
But you rub until it starts to feel smooth as you rub. And then you just rub it off and Bob's your uncle.
Sounds good. Well, it's worked for Snowy.
And Brasso is also the best all-purpose metal polish.
You've said that for stainless steel.
Yep.
For what other metal?
Oh, anything. Brass, Silvo. I don't know.
What's it made of, Brasso?
Well, all it is, it's essentially talcum powder.
Really?
So it's calcium sulfate, which is an abrasive. It's got a bit of ammonia in there and some surfactants. And it's suspended. It's just the right level of grit.
Gosh.
So it's just the perfect grit coarseness to get, to get most metal surfaces off.
Now, Brasso and Silvo have been around forever.
They have. Silvo isn't that good.
No, I don't hear of it much.
No.
But I was thinking way back, that was around as well, around the same time. So Brasso has...
Yep.
Sort of kept the test of time, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
If you want to clean silver, there's a very clever way to do it. You get a metal pie tray, so a tin foil pie tray.
Oh yeah, the disposable one.
That's right. You put the silver spoon or whatever in there. You add some salt, and some water.
Right.
And then you just watch the magic happen.
Get out salt and water.
Because what happens is it sets up a galvanic cell.
In the aluminium?
Yeah, a battery. So so electric current flows between the aluminium and the silver.
Gosh.
And the dull on a silver surface is an oxide.
Yeah.
So a battery is set up, electric current flows, and the oxide is reduced back to basic metal.
I've never heard that before.
Yep. Yep.
You surprise me every time, Mark.
There's plenty of stuff on...
Salt and water in a foil container.
That's right.
Wow, you could put your trophies in them.
Yep, trophies or small ornaments or...
Jewellery,
yep.
Oh, wow, that sounds good. That's probably what a lot of jewellery cleaners are made of.
Well,
something similar.
It could well be. Curtain Radio.
We have our jocks and socks appeal going at the moment, Mark. And you may have noticed in the foyer a huge container filled with jocks and socks.
I did see that.
You thought we were selling them, didn't you?
I didn't know what it was all about, but I did see it. Geez, that's interesting. I wonder what
we have filled it three times, that huge container,
okay.
And it goes out to the homelessness here in Perth.
Oh, very good.
The guys, and
very good.
It's very welcomed, so we're very happy to be part of that. Kevin from Mandra has called through. Toothpaste is also good for cleaning headlight covers. There you go.
It is. That's another way to do it. Toothpaste is a very good abrasive. Because it contains, obviously, abrasives for cleaning your teeth.
Yeah.
And because it's a paste, the abrasives are suspended.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So it works. It does. It's also good for cleaning grout.
Oh, is it toothpaste?
Yeah, very good. So you put it in the... Because you know how you get sort of... Your white grout goes black?
Oh, of course it does from wear and tear.
It's essentially the fat off your feet.
Yeah.
Or stuff that you've walked...
Of course.
Inside.
Yeah.
A good way to clean it is you put some oven cleaner down because the oven cleaner reacts with the actual oils and the fats out of your skin.
Right.
Then a bit of toothpaste and it just comes off pristine white.
So you spray on the oven cleaner, leave it for a while, get rid of the foam, and then squirt on some toothpaste. put it in with your toothbrush? Or?
Yeah, so I just buy an old toothbrush, just an old cheap toothbrush from Coles or IGA and just rub it in.
And then it gets a bit frothy, so then you have to wash it off?
No, it just comes straight off.
Oh, just wipe it off,
Yeah, and then just wipe it off. Easy piece of
cake. Oh, lot to do if you've got 20 square metres of the floor.
Yeah, well, but the oven cleaner makes it easy, so there's not much scrubbing involved. It just essentially wipes straight off.
Wow, that's really good news because a lot of people do have that big problem to deal with.
They do.
Yeah, good afternoon, Brian.
Hello there, and how are you today?
Well,
Brian. Good.
That's good. I bought a car recently, and some brain surgeon decided to take the Scotch tint off the windows, and he's left the glue.
Yep.
And I don't know how to get it off. There have been suggested to use his face for doing it, but that's gone down as a lead balloon, so I'm not allowed to be violent. But can you help me?
All right. So it's the adhesive, is it?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yep. All right. Acetone. That'll get it off.
In what form?
Oh, you just buy it from the hardware store in a half a litre or a 1 litre.
Not nail polish remover. That's not good.
Well, yes, but nail polish remover isn't acetone anymore.
All right.
It used to be, but they've now gone to ethyl acetate.
Okay.
I think acetone works much better. So you just buy it from the hardware store, put it on a rag, and just rub it on. It'll come off pretty quickly.
And it would get rid of adhesive of labels anywhere you've got it.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. There you
go, Brian. Also permanent marker.
Yeah.
Or if you've had bumper stickers on your car or on your fridge, and you pull them off and they just leave these stickers behind.
Yeah.
Acetone will shift it. Worst case scenario, soak the acetone in a rag and sit it on there for 5 or 10 minutes, it'll just come straight off.
Oh, there you go, Brian.
Fantastic.
Good on you, Brian.
Have a lovely day, you guys.
Yeah, you too. Thank
you.
Yeah, talking about vehicles and so on, cleaning your engines or motor, motor, probably not something you should do yourself because you might mess up the workings of it all.
These days, they're pretty robust. Yeah. It used to be the case that if you water on your engine, it could stop the car or damage your car. But these days, they're pretty robust.
Are they? Pretty sealed.
Yeah.
So what would you do, like a steamer?
No. There are two types of degreasers on the market.
Yeah.
There's the older style solvent ones, and there's the newer type alkaline salts. So an example of a brand is Kenco. So you go into Bunnings, get stuff called Kenco, K-E-N-C-O. It's a black liquid. It's a water-based product. Spray that on, give it a wait a couple of minutes, and it'll just hose off.
Just hose it off. Yep. Doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, so it doesn't leave any stains behind.
Okay.
And it's a very effective degreaser.
Okay.
It's also a very good laundry pre-wash. Because that's what the old pre-washers were.
Were they? A degreaser?
Yeah. Preen was essentially a degreaser. Really? And that's essentially how dry cleaning works. They use solvents that pull out the oils and the greases.
Okay, that makes sense.
So Preen was a dry cleaner in a can. So you spray it on, and it had surfactants in there which allowed the solvents to wash out or to rinse out. And so it was essentially just degreasing.
Okay.
So if you use a degreaser as a pre-wash now, they work brilliantly.
As well, so it's for the garage and for the laundry.
But use the water-based ones.
Okay.
Look for the phrase alkaline salt on the label somewhere.
Yeah, alkaline salt.
Yeah, because they'll wash straight out. The solvent-based ones won't wash out. They'll get the stains out, but your clothes will smell of terps.
Oh, you don't want that.
So it's not particularly nice.
Okay. I hope everyone's taking notes for this. It's very interesting. Good afternoon to you, Kim.
Yeah, hi, love. I was just wondering if Dr. Chemical can tell me how to get, like, I brought a van and it's got, had stickers on the window, but it has especially the sticky pad.
Yeah, we're just talking about that.
Yeah, no, it hasn't left the sticky bit. It's actually left the wording, the outline of the wording. It's not sticky. It's quite clear, but as soon as the window frosts up, I can see what the van used to be do.
Oh, that's interesting.
Gosh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's etched into the glass somehow.
Well, I'm standing here at the van right now. I can't see it now, but as soon as the window fogs up, I can see what the cleaning company was.
It's like invisible writing.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a bit tricky. I'd have a go at that with an oxidizer. So you've got some sort of residual dye there or a pigment. Yeah. What you need to do is oxidize it. So the gentle approach is some Preen Oxyaction laundry pre-wash.
Yep.
So that works by oxidizing. So that should destroy the color. And so spray that on, just leave it, and maybe do it a few times and see if the color is still coming back. If it isn't, then you use a sledgehammer, which is bleach.
I thought you were going to say smash the window.
Now, bleach won't damage the glass. This is the main point.
Yep.
Okay, glass is very chemically resilient. So get some bleach on a rag, soak it on the spot in question, and that should oxidise the remainder of that pigment or dye.
Straight bleach.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. And how do you get, like, on your windscreen itself, how do you get, like, the road grime off the windscreen? Because it looks like pitters, but it's not. It's actually road grime.
There's two approaches. Bug and tar remover from the automotive shops, they use toluene, which is essentially paint thinners. So you can use paint thinners or terps. That'll work. Or oven,
right, eh?
Yeah, or oven cleaner also works.
Oh, I was told to use Ajax powder.
That will work too. Yeah.
Oh, will it?
Yeah, that's a
windscreen?
Yep, that's a good. It won't damage the glass. Now, glass is very resilient. It's almost impossible to scratch glass with anything that you buy off the shelf. So Ajax powder cleanser is not a bad option.
I love Ajax.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll use that one then on my windscreen. I didn't know whether to or not, so that's why I thought I'd ring you guys.
It's actually got a double effect because there's the abrasive, but there's also, it contains powdered bleach.
Oh, good.
So there's liquid bleach and powdered bleach. So powdered bleach is contained in the Ajax.
That's why it works so well.
Oh, okay.
And that's, yeah. So it's a good product.
All right, go for it, Kim.
Cool, I'm going to. Thanks, my love.
Okay, bye for now. Hello, Peggy.
Oh, hello. Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I have my son has a microfiber lounge suite, and his daughters, who are late teens, have a shower and wash their hair, then sit on the settee with wet hair, and it's stained all the back of the settee. They've tried all sorts, but they can't move it. Is there anything you could suggest?
What do the stains look like?
I don't know. Sorry, I don't know. They're over in Dianella, and I'm in Rockingham.
So it's probably an outline. You know, a water stain on fabric sometimes just leaves the outline.
Yeah, okay. That's hard to get out because any water-based product you use is going to leave its own water stain behind.
Yeah.
So my best suggestion is metho, because metho is essentially ethanol.
Straight?
So put some metho on a rag and just sit it on there and just blot it up.
Rub
it
in?
Just kind of sit it on there.
Push it up against
it. Yeah, just sit it against it and let it soak in and then just let it all blot up into the rag.
Okay, could take a while.
Methylated spirit. Metal.
Yeah, that's right, yes. That's right. Yep, methylated spirits.
Other than that, a new couch.
Yeah, well, they were thinking of doing it, and this one cost such a lot of money.
Of course, you don't have to do that. Yeah.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
It's worth a try.
But you could also try, see, it depends what it actually is. If it's something organic, so something out of your hair, so some of the oils and fats out of your hair.
They've just washed it, though, so they've shampooed.
Well, yeah, but
Might have left some.
It might be the shampoo.
That's right.
In which case, I'd try a bit of Preen Oxy Action on it. Because that will oxidise any residual oils sitting in there.
What does that come in?
Oh, just a laundry pre-wash.
A pre-wash, spray pre-wash.
Yeah. So try the metho first.
Yep.
If that doesn't work, then you know it's not just the water.
Yeah.
Hit it with some Preen Oxy Action. So just spray it on and leave it. Don't blot it up. Just let it dry. And that should remove any residual organics in there.
Yeah, and get the girls to dry their hair next time before they sit down.
Yep.
Could I bother you to just dispel that cream mold?
Primo, your phone's not very good, Peggy. What was that again?
Primo. Could you spell Primo?
Did you mention something like Primo?
No.
You said metho.
Preen.
Preen.
Yeah, Preen Oxy Action.
It's just a pre-wash.
Yeah.
Preen. P-R-E-E-N. Preen.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a pleasure. Good luck on that one. Sharon, good afternoon. Sharon.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hello. Yes, a question for Mark, please.
Yep.
I have some outdoor garden statues that are looking very black from the weather. What's the best way to clean them?
What are they? Are they cement?
I should imagine so, yes.
Yes, caustic soda or oven cleaner, which is the same thing.
Spray oven cleaner.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So spray it on, and that will, it has the effect of loosening the black stuff on top. You've still got to hose it off, but it will loosen it, so it should hose off pretty easily. So buy some caustic soda just from the hardware store. Make up, say, a cupful in 2 litres of water. Put it in a generic garden sprayer, and then just spray it on. Wait about 10 or 15 minutes, and it should hose off pretty quickly.
Okay, and if it doesn't sort of come off first time, should a second application?
Yes, yeah, you might need to do it once or twice, but it's
a long term thing. It's been going on for a little while, so I haven't cleaned them.
Probably have to do it a couple of times.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Good on you, Sharon. Bye for now. Okay. I think a few statues from this winter will be a bit mouldy.
Yeah, I think so.
Hello, Julie.
Oh, hi, Jenny.
Yes, Julie.
I have a question for Mark also, if I could, please.
Yes. Yep. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, I have a couple of pewter items, like a tray and an ornamental type thing, and I'm having trouble finding anything to clean them properly. Is there something that's simple that can bring them up?
So something to rub them with, you mean? Something to clean the...
Yes, polish them up.
Brasso.
Very dull grey.
Yep. Brasso is the best all-purpose metal polish.
Okay, so that'll work.
Yep,
he guarantees it.
Now... Pewter doesn't have a very bright finish anyway, so it's always got kind of
a dullish look about
a satin finish.
Yeah.
So it's never going to be as bright as, say, brass or silver. But the brass will scrub off that upper layer of oxidation, and it will bring it up back to its original condition.
Okay, I'll give it a go, and we'll see how we do go.
Yeah, you'll do great. Good on you, Julie.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Pleasure, bye. Now, Brian's rung in from Spearwood. WD-40 is great for cleaning up adhesives. Oh, works like a dream.
It's not bad,
I know the spray stuff,
That's pretty versatile stuff.
It's meant to release things that are stuck, isn't
that's
it?
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, simple explanation.
You know what's called WD-40?
No.
The company that developed it, they went through all these different formulas, and they all had numbers, and number 40 was the one that worked.
Oh, really? Good on them.
RP7 is the same.
Ah,
not
number
very,
seven.
Not very creative with marketing.
What's the WD stand for? Anything
That's just the name of the company.
Oh, the company,
yeah,
okay.
Right.
Oh, good on them, though. That makes sense. And Helen's rung in from Duncray, wants to know if a teaspoon of borax powder added to your wash, is it beneficial?
I think this is referring to acting as a water softener. A fabric softener.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe it can.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so what about windows, cleaning windows, glass and that sort of thing?
Yep. Well, the best product is still Windex.
I love my Windex and my Ajax. I'm here to tell you they're the best. But I find that you've got to get the dust off the glass first, otherwise you get a smear. If you go straight at it with Windex, it seems to smear.
It shouldn't.
It does for me.
Does it?
Mm.
Okay.
I've got indoor French doors, right? And those little panes that are a pain.
Right. Okay, well, the smearing is caused by the fact that dust is essentially, it's dead skin.
That's it. Really? That's right. You have to tell us that.
Dust is dead skin. So it contains fats. Yeah. So if you've ever had a Venetian blind that's sort of years old and hasn't been cleaned, and you rub it with the sponge, it smears because of the fats
in there. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's why I think if you get the dust off first, wash it down, dry it, let it dry, then do a Windex, you've got it under control. And Mark is with us in the studio, better known as Dr. Chemical. Good afternoon to you, Gordon.
Yes, good afternoon. A genuine leather couch had a spot of grease, like automotive grease on it, about the size of your little finger. Tried to clean it with the leather wipes that you buy, and then subsequently a dry cloth with the leather cleaning spray, and all it succeeded in doing is thinning it and spreading it over an area about the size of half the palm of your hand.
Yep.
Is there something that you could recommend that would clean that off without spreading it even further?
So what sort of oil is it?
Like Virtu Automotive Grease, I would suggest.
Okay, get some Kenko on that.
Kenko.
Yeah, so you go into Bunnings. It's a product called Kenko, K-E-N-C-O.
Yep.
Use it neat. Put some on a rag and rub it on, and you should see it just rub straight off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's
thank heaven for that. I was thinking I have to buy another new couch.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
What are you doing with mechanical oil on your couch, Gordon?
Oh, I'm a lawn mowing contractor, and I must have had some on the sleeve.
Fair enough.
I was putting my hand behind my head, and when I was sitting on the couch, and it must have just got on there.
Oh, well, it was your fault then, Gordon. You can take the blame.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so it's Kenko. Is it liquid or powder?
It's a liquid.
It's a liquid, Kenko. Good on you, Gordon. Good luck with that. Thank you. And Barbara, good afternoon. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Yes, Barbara, go ahead.
I've got an unusual one. My husband and I, we collect rocks. And we've been up north and we've got some lovely white ones. We're all faceted and everything, but they've got the red dirt stain on them. And we're want to know how we can get that off.
Interesting.
Well, there's no magic formula there, I'm afraid, because it's purely physical. It's just powder. What I'd do is so how big are the rocks?
Probably the size of a football.
Oh, big ones.
Smaller. Yeah, tennis ball size.
Yeah, look, if anything will help shift it, I just get some morning fresh dishwashing detergent.
Yes.
Just make up a fairly concentrated solution, so maybe maybe a few tablespoons in a cupful of water, that kind of concentration. Spread that on the rocks and just leave it. And that just may help the red particles dislodge.
Might.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might. Okay.
Yeah. But see, the red stuff is essentially ferric oxide, so it's just red dust.
Yeah.
There's no simple way to do it.
Okay.
Other than that, you could try oven cleaner, which is a pretty good general purpose cleaner for dislodging those kind of things.
Spray
some oven cleaner on, and then just hose it off with a high pressure hose.
After a while.
Yep. And that should and that'll do as good as you as you're going to get.
As good as you're going to get. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much.
That's a pleasure. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye now. Okay, and I hope we've got our next... No, we haven't got next caller. Wendy there in just a moment. Glenn's rung in from Victoria Park. Oh, he's told that, hasn't he? No, no, WD-40 stands for water dispersant. There you go.
Is that right? I'll have to look into that.
Maybe that's the name of the company. Maybe that's... Anyway, I think, yes, we have got the other caller now. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Oh, hello, Jenny.
Hello.
My granddaughter scribbled on her doll, and I've tried lots of things, but I can't get it off.
Okay, you got two choices. Acetone will shift it, but the danger with acetone is it does attack some plastics.
Mm.
The safer option is isopropanol. So you go to an electronics store and you ask for isopropanol. They'll know what you mean, otherwise known as isopropyl alcohol.
Oh, gosh.
It's used as an electronic cleaner.
Isopropyl alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you got that, Wendy?
Starts with an I.
Yeah.
Isopropyl.
Or just ask for an electronics cleaner. Because it's sold in an aerosol can. It's used to clean electronic components.
Okay.
It's a very versatile cleaner. And it's very good for getting ink off.
It'll, hard surfaces?
Yeah. It'll cost you about $7 for an aerosol can.
Yeah.
And you spray that on and it should wipe off with a rag.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. May need to do it a few times.
Oh, okay.
So just two or three applications. Acetone will also work, but acetone may attack the plastic. You can try the acetone on an inconspicuous part of the doll.
Under its foot.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it doesn't attack it, then you're fine with the acetone. And acetone will work better than the isopropanol.
What did you say was the stain or the writing on it, Wendy? Was it biro or?
I don't know. She did the scribbling. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So is it coloured or blue? Can you tell?
It's black.
Could be texture.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. They're lethal with textures, kids.
Yeah. The more I think about it, the acetone probably won't attack the doll, I would say. It attacks acrylic plastics mostly, which aren't used much anymore, but just check it anyway. But that's your best option, either that or the isopropanol. Mm.
You can usually tell if it's biro or it's texture because the textures are a bit thicker.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is quite thin.
It
well,
might be
not
biro.
As thin as biro, so I think it is texture.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thin texture. They have fun, don't they? You remind them when they get older what they've done. Good on you, Wendy.
Thank you for fitting me in.
That's a pleasure, anytime. Thank you, Dr. Chemical, Mark, in Mercedes.
Thank you.
And you, of course, are welcoming questions from people on your website.
I am, yes.
DrChemical.net, if people want to have another question to you or put another one to you.
Yes, put the question to me and I'll answer them on the spot.
You are terrific doing that. Kerry's also rung in from Perth. Rust remover is a great product as well. For moving rust, I suppose it is?
Yes, you may be referring to the red dust. Yeah, so that's a possibility because that contains phosphoric acid.
Yep.
Or you could also use hydrochloric acid, which won't damage the rocks.
Great. Oh, you've had some great questions today. Really different. Yep. Thank you for joining us as always, Mark.
No worries.
Okay.